Hunter Biden excoriates George Clooney, fuck him and everybody around him. By Paul Bois on July 21, 2025. Former first son Hunter Biden went on an expletive-laden rant against actor George Clooney for pushing his dad, former President Joe Biden, to drop out of the 2024 race. Hunter Biden pulled no punches in his takedown of Clooney, referring to him as more of a brand than an actor. Fuck him and everybody around him, I don't have to be fucking nice, Hunter said. Number 1, I agree with Quentin Tarantino. George Clooney is not a fucking actor, he is a brand. He's great friends with Barack Obama. Fuck you. What do you have to do with fucking anything? Why do I have to fucking listen to you? What right do you have to step on a man who's given his fucking life to the service of this country and decide that you, George Clooney, are going to take out basically a full-page ad in the fucking New York Times, he added. According to Hunter, Clooney threatened to embarrass the former president for rebuking his wife, human rights lawyer Amal Clooney, and her proposal to for the International Criminal Court to prosecute Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for alleged war crimes in Gaza. George Clooney wasn't going to show up to that fundraiser and he was bitching to the White House staff, Hunter recalled. He was so angry that the president would criticize the arrest warrant that was executed for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Hunter blamed Obama for giving Clooney the green light. James Carville, who hasn't run a race in 40 fucking years, and David Axelrod, who had one success in his political life, and that was Barack Obama. That was because of Barack Obama, not because of fucking David Axelrod, Hunter said. And David Plouffe and all of these guys in the Pod Save America, guys who were junior fucking speechwriters on Barack Obama's Senate staff who have been dining out on the relationship with him for years, making millions of dollars, the Anita Dunns of the world, who's made $40, $50 million off the Democratic Party, they're all going to insert their judgment, he added. Clooney engendered severe backlash after Trump defeated Kamala Harris in the election, with Democrats squarely placing the blame on him for encouraging former President Joe Biden to drop from the race. Reports later indicated that the actor felt he was being used as a scapegoat. Speaking with Jake Tapper of CNN this week, the actor defended his decision once again. "Well, I don't know if it was brave," Clooney told Tapper. "It was a civic duty." Clooney admitted in his op-ed that he noticed signs of Biden's cognitive decline prior to his debate with President Trump, when the two met for a fundraiser with former President Barack Obama. For some reason, he did not call for Biden to step down until after he bombed on live television in his first debate with Trump. Clooney told Tapper that he wrote the op-ed to finally tell the truth. "When I saw people on my side of the street, not telling the truth, I thought that was time," he said. Clooney also admitted that some people are still mad at him for writing the op-ed, considering that Vice President Kamala Harris not only lost the Electoral College but also the popular vote to Trump. "Some people, sure," he responded. "It's okay. You know, listen, the idea of freedom of speech, you know, the specific idea of it is, you know, you can't demand freedom of speech and then say, but don't say bad things about me. Well, that's the deal. You have to take a stand if you believe in it. Take a stance, stand for it, and then deal with the consequences. That's the rules." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.